Good morning, and welcome to all. The second long, the last song we sang had the phrase of, if we will seek God's face, He will forgive sins and heal our land. And this morning, we want to look at some scriptures where it talks about the will of God. We could just add, what is? Just to get your minds thinking, what is the will of God for you? Sometimes we wonder how much God is involved in each and every little thing of our life, and how much is God involved in your situation? How much does He care about just the little things? Just to get you thinking, possible situations could be, should I get married? Should I change a job? What vehicle should I buy? It could be things concerning even things in the Bible about, like, doctrine. What are we actually supposed to take practically? How are we actually supposed to implement certain scriptures? Does God have a will in everything that happens? And I'm not going to dive into figuring these things out, but rather we're going to look at what the Bible specifically clearly gives us as the will of God. And these things affect all these other decisions we have to make. There's quite a few places in the New Testament where it specifically says this is the will of God. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily say the will of God, but gives us commandments, and we can take that as the will of God. So let's begin by turning to scripture in Galatians chapter 1. Here we start out by Jesus, the Son of God, doing the will of God. Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, if we just paraphrase a little bit on verse 4, just think. Jesus gave himself for your sin, that he would deliver us from the evil in this world according to the will of God and our Father. So I think we can take this kind of two different ways, in the sense that it was the will of God for Jesus to die and give us the plan of salvation. And it's also the will of God for us to receive this and accept it. Here's an excellent foundation if you're at a place of maybe finding yourself in doubt or wondering if I'm even a Christian or how much am I even doing for the kingdom of God. We can remember that it is the will of God for us. It is the will of God for us to accept. Just to step back and see that it is the will of God to accept the salvation. Jesus has made the way for us, and Jesus wants us, God the Father wants us to be saved. Let's turn to the book of Romans in chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27. Just going down the same type of thought. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It is according to the will of God that we use his resources to help. The resources God helps us, gives to us to help us in our times of our infirmities and where we have need, using the plan that God has given us to help us. Now, changing thought just a little bit, what does God promise to those that do the will of God? Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, 16 and 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In a world that's passing away with all the sin, God promises those who do his will abide forever. Mark chapter 3, verse 35. This is when the multitude told him that his mother and my brethren were out to find him. Jesus said, "Who is my brother? Who is my mother or my brethren?" And verse 35, he says, "Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." So here there's a promise that we receive with doing the will of God. This promise appears to be the promise of God dwelling among us. Just think of the God of love and peace in our midst. And in the previous one, we had kind of the same type of thought as Jesus being part of our family for them who do his will. Now let's look at some verses that specifically say what the will of God is. Ephesians chapter 5, 15 and through 17. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Here we commanded to search. We need to know what the will of the Lord is. And that is what we hope to do. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from our heart." This goes along with knowing what the will of the Lord is from our heart, not for other men, but unto God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 2 and 3. Here are some verses where specifically uses this is the will of God. For we know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Here it is telling us to stay away from certain sins. As we study to know what the will of God is, the reason we need to search is because it's not natural to us. It goes against the flesh often, and that is why we have the Word of God showing us how to live. That's why we have brothers and fellowship. We put things in our lives to help us remind us that we need to be doing what the will of God is. And sometimes it goes the other way, that what God would have us not to do is very easy for us to do. And we need to put things in our life to keep us from doing things that go against the will of God. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Here there's a whole list of instructions on how to live your life. Verse 16, we have rejoice evermore. 17, it says pray without ceasing. But then in 18, it seems like extra important. I would think all these instructions would be the will of God, but this one specifically has in there, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not sure why this one is, maybe it's not above the rest, but there's just specifically the will of God in there. It doesn't let us doubting, wondering how I should make this decision according to the will of God. Here's something we can do that is obvious. There's no doubt that we are called to give thanks. We often think, how can I give God thanks for hard things? Well, we don't have to start there. We can start by thanking God for everything, all his blessings, all it takes to sustain us, and even our existence. And that should make it easier for us to be thankful for the things that cause us discomfort. Turn to the book of Mark, chapter 12. Verses 29 to 31. Here Jesus is answering one of the scribes on the greatest commandment. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Loving others is often what we see when someone is loving God first. Turn to John 15. Verses 11 and 13. These are just going down the same thoughts as we are commanded to love our brother. John 15:11 to 13. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. It is the will of God to be concerned about our brother and love them. Now, one more place I would like to turn, in James chapter 4. This isn't so much telling us what the will of the Lord is, but rather seeing the will of the Lord in everything that happens to us and as we make plans and such the like. James chapter 4, 13 through 15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Seeing God in the practical things that happen, we shouldn't be overconfident in making our plans day to day. We should live and speak in a way that is aware that God is in control and it all happens according to his will. And as you read throughout the New Testament, often the scripture writers, especially after the Gospels, Apostle Paul mainly, as he usually begins his book, or even throughout, as he's making plans to go visit a church, or as he's traveling, he often adds, according to the will of God. And that just kind of fits along with as we do things day to day. Just realizing and giving God the credit that this only happens according to the will of God. So in summary, we have Jesus doing the will of God. It is the will of God that we receive salvation and use the tools God has given us to stay free from sin and to help us when we have needs. God promises good things that do his will. We need to know and search what the will of the Lord is. Jesus gives us the will of the Lord. And then we have seeing the will of the Lord in everything we do. And being aware that he's in control and our lives will only happen according to his will. God bless.